Have you ever felt overwhelmed? How about anxious, fearful, or guilt-ridden? Have you ever felt so stressed out that you wanted to crawl into a hole? At times, we've all felt overwhelmed and controlled by the stresses of life. But through the power of the living Word of God and the Holy Spirit, you can put all of those feelings aside and listen to what Jesus has to say. This is a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.com for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. Be sure to join our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. And now, let's join the special guest host of today's Godcast, Jason Balick.
Hello, this is Jason Balick. Greetings in the name of the Prince of Peace, Jesus. And I say that because today I want to talk about that subject of peace. We could say it means at ease, not bothered by the world. Or we could also say it's contentment that comes from the relationship between God and man. And today, when I'm talking about peace, I'd like to talk about it as a condition specifically of our soul, and that our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. So I want to talk about peace specifically as being a condition of our soul that helps us to have victory in and through Jesus. So anyway, I was looking through the Bible today, and I noticed something I hadn't noticed before, and it's awesome when that happens, by the way, when you notice something you had never noticed before in the Bible. That's why it's an awesome living word. So I noticed that most of Paul's letters, early on, in like the second, third, maybe fourth verse, in Romans it's 1:7, most of them start off with, "May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace." Grace and peace. May the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. And I just declare that right now, too, in the middle of this. May the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace and peace. And, you know, these past few months, for me personally, I've been overwhelmed with the message, for me specifically, of grace and righteousness and those gifts that we receive. Grace and righteousness have just completely overwhelmed me. And for me, you know, I can give you that standard definition for grace, the unmerited favor, getting what we don't deserve. It's just been such a revelation for me these past few months, like this whole idea that the work is done, finished work that we can just rest in, finished work of Jesus that we can rest in, that we just need to receive as a gift and just rest in it. And, you know, even now as I say that, it just seems to me that grace and peace definitely do go together. And again, I want to talk about specifically peace today as a condition of our soul. And when I was preparing this today, I was thinking back to a scripture that has always stood out to me. In fact, I mean, for me, you know, my salvation story was kind of a two-part story. I had an experience where I knew there was a God, because I wasn't really sure before that. And then a few years later, I officially gave my heart to Jesus and really accepted him as my Lord and Savior. But in that in-between time, before I had officially accepted Jesus, when I still kind of thought there was many ways to God and, you know, it was all over the place, this verse, Isaiah 30:15, always just stood out to me. "In returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and trust shall be your strength." And as I think about it again now, it almost seems like a definition for peace. "In returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and trust shall be your strength." You know, the world can give us a very warped view of what peace looks like. And I heard Joseph Prince talk about once, or maybe he wrote it, I read it, whatever the case may be. A lot of times the world will picture peace as somebody lying in a hammock on vacation in some tropical location with their nice, cool, icy drink right next to them. They've turned their cell phone off. They've left a voicemail at their office that says, "I'm out of the office from this date to that date. Talk to somebody else. See ya." And they just, you know, they put everything aside and they finally have found some peace. That's the world's definition of peace. As believers, peace, we know, is an inward condition. Quietness and trust, returning and rest. And that peace, that inward condition, really gives us strength. Peace and goes hand in hand with confidence. We have that inward peace where we're resting in him. It gives us such confidence to just do his will Unafraid. Unafraid. But anyway, back to this message. Peace as a condition of our soul. So Paul starts most of his letters. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. And in Galatians, right after he says that, he says, Jesus gave his life for our sins, just as God our Father planned, in order to rescue us from this evil world in which we live. I think that's interesting there. In order to rescue us from this evil world in which we live. So we exchange our sins for his life. The life of Jesus lives in us, lives through us. His spirit is in us. That same spirit that rose Jesus to everlasting life, thank you, God, lives in and through us. And so if you go back then to what Jesus said, John 16:33, in a verse where he talks himself about peace, he says, I have told you all of this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. If Jesus is living in us and through us, we can most definitely take heart and really have peace in our heart because he has overcome the world. We've exchanged our sins for his life, just as God our Father has planned, in order to be rescued from this evil world in which we live. Jesus overcame the world. And so when we think about that, we should have a deep sense of peace. You know, and God gave me a revelation of peace. And it was something I'd never thought about before. I was just, you know, in my prayer time, meditating. I was thinking about peace, and God just kind of showed me how, you know, Jesus on his way to be crucified, carrying the cross, or whether Simon was carrying it for him, Jesus had peace. And I'm in my mind thinking, you know, he's bruised, he's battered, his flesh is kind of hanging off him, he's bloodied up, he had peace. And then, you know, I looked through the Bible and I came across Luke, and in that one it does talk about how Simon carried the cross for him. But it also talks about then the large crowd of women that trailed behind him. This is about Luke 23:27, about there. And these were grief-stricken women. They were crying for him. They saw the outward condition of Jesus. They saw the body. They saw the body that to them had no peace. But then Jesus, in looking at them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, don't weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. And went on this whole thing about, you know, what was to come. And it just showed me and it hit me that he couldn't have said that clearly to them without having just a deep peace within him, within his soul. He was walking to his sacrificial death for us. And in his soul, he had peace. He had a deep, deep peace. And again, it's that rest and contentment that comes from a relationship with God, that comes from walking hand in hand with God. And then another thing I want to talk about, probably the most well-known verses that deal with peace. And to me, this is when I was reading again today, this is what really kind of drove it home for me, that peace is a condition of our soul. Philippians 4:6-8. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts as you live in Christ Jesus. We have the victory. Again, because of grace, that whole truth that is grace, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So we have the victory. We have the victory, and a lot of times that victory doesn't look certain in our outward situation or our outward condition. But again, that's where peace comes in. Peace is that inward condition of our soul where we can just ponder things. We can just say to ourselves, first off, bless the Lord, O my soul, and thank you, God, that I have the victory already. I thank you, God, that because of what Jesus did for me, I have that victory. I have that victory over the world. I have that victory over sin because of what Jesus did for me. Thank you, Lord. And just even in saying that now, I just feel a sense of peace in my mind, in my emotions. It's interesting. It's very interesting. So you'll experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. And I believe that when we get to heaven and we really experience the fullness and abundance of God's kingdom, I believe that we are going to really be like, wow, this is that peace that he was talking about that we can't even understand. And at the same time, though, you know, the verse says it's a peace that will exceed anything we can understand. But it says you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything you can understand. So it's almost like it is meant for understanding, though, and it is meant for your understanding. Where is your understanding? In your mind. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and soul, I just command you to be filled with peace. To be filled with peace. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. That deep shalom, like it talks about in the Old Testament, that deep shalom, that rest and contentment that comes from the relationship between God and man. So that is all I got for now. There is more in store. Again, God bless you in the name of our Prince of Peace, Jesus. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from A History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. Sign up for your free daily devotion today at ahistorywithgod.com and click on Contact. Type in your name and email address and you'll be all set. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Mark chapter 8, verse 18. Until next time, stay in the blessing.